This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. It's a pleasure to be with you here each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station. On today's broadcast, lots of cool stuff. In this hour, we're going to be talking about some of the stories making headlines in the automotive world. In the first half hour with yours truly, we're also going to be playing some trivia. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, the Old Car Guys Media. We did a very popular segment a couple of weeks back on the Slant 6 Mopar power plant, and today we're going to do another historical piece on a series of engines from the Bowtie brand from Chevrolet. So that's coming up in this hour of the program. In hour number two, we're going to be talking about diesel. And in matter of fact, we're going to have three different guests talking about all different aspects of diesel, from the fuel properties of diesel to diesel racing. So lots of interesting things upcoming on Auto World here today. Telephone-wise, toll-free from anywhere, it's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. And keep in mind, we're still giving out free wash drop samples to folks who email me up. We would love to help you out on that front. But in the meantime, I've got a bunch of stories to share with you. But just to kick things off here in the grand style, why don't we begin by throwing out a trivia question. And we'll make it a relatively easy question, at least a relatively easy question in my regard. I want the name of a couple of Fiat automobiles. Fiat, of course, is back, has been back for the last few years here in North America with initially one vehicle, the 500C. They now have the longer four-door variant of that vehicle, as well as a convertible variant of the two-door model. But in the 1970s, you could buy a couple of different models of Fiats here in the United States of America. And one in particular was a mid-engine wedge-shaped vehicle. What was the name of this mid-engine wedge-shaped vehicle? We will begin with that question. And we'll give you the additional upcoming Fiat question after we solve the first one. What was the name of that Fiat sold in the 1970s? Had a wedge shape, and it was configured two seats with the engine right behind the passenger and driver. And it was a four-cylinder vehicle, relatively affordable. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. We were having some problems with bob@autoworldradio.com, but the guy that takes care of my website, Ken Zvokal, has magically fixed that with some pixie dust or something, so it's working. So don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. And let me tell you what you're going to win here. You're going to win a bunch of things if you, in fact, get the answer to the trivia question. You're going to win, number one, a cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Number two, you're going to win some wash drop samples. And number three, we're going to get your vehicle type, year, make, model, all the necessary information, and we're going to put you in line to get something else in the not-too-distant future. And in addition to that, we're going to put you in the running for the big book that we're giving away for this month here. And it is, in fact, a big coffee table book all about the 100 years of Dodge. And it's a great book, to say the least, worth about $50. So the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, let me talk a little bit about cars that don't have such good resale value. I've touched on this before here on the broadcast, but I have had several people request that I revisit this question, because you can basically get some great bargains, is what I'm trying to say here. My computer is giving me some problems, so excuse me for stumbling a little bit. I'm trying to get my computer to work properly. Why don't I just hit it? Sometimes that does the trick. Why don't we try that? Okay, maybe that's going to set it straight. Vehicles that depreciate quite quickly. And these are sometimes just wonderful vehicles that are simply overpriced and they don't sell that well. So the manufacturers either phase them out or they bring in a new variant of that model. And I can give you a number of different examples of this vehicle, with my favorite being the Volkswagen Phaeton. Do you folks remember the Volkswagen Phaeton? This was a very interesting, I was going to say example. You could call it example. Let's say it was a very interesting experiment on the part of the Volkswagen Group. The then chairman of the Volkswagen Group, which includes not only the brand Volkswagen, also includes Audi, also includes these days Lamborghini, also includes Bentley, also includes a whole slew of other brands sold outside of North America. He said that Volkswagen should build a flagship vehicle, a vehicle that would compete with the best from Mercedes-Benz, the best from BMW, the best from Jag, the best from Lexus, and they did so for a few years. That's all. Then they built a tremendous factory. That's the ironic part, too. Just a really glorious factory to build this car, which sold very poorly here in the United States. It was sold in Europe, where it did sell better, but it didn't sell so well here in the U.S. because most of us here in the U.S., when we think of Volkswagens, we think of affordable vehicles. Many of our listeners have probably owned a Volkswagen Bug at one time or another, whether it's a classic Bug or whether it's one of the modern-day new renditions of the Volkswagen Beetle. I remember as a kid when those vehicles were up for sale in the 1970s, I don't think they cost any more than $2,000 or so. So Volkswagen came through in the 2000s here. I have to stop and think about what year it was. I'd say in the mid 2004, 2005, 2006 range. With the Volkswagen Phaeton, they offered it with two different engines. You could get a V8 engine or you could get a W12 engine. It was all-wheel drive, and it shared its underpinnings with some pretty heady vehicles, to say the least. And this Volkswagen Phaeton actually shared its basic engineering platform, that being the power plant, the engine, the transmission, and the all-wheel drive system with the Bentley Continental GT. So talk about some good bones. But this vehicle did not sell well. It retailed originally for $90,000. When we come back, I'll tell you what you can get one of these today. Don't go away. This is Auto World. From here. damn, my computer totally froze up on me.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We're having all kinds of fun playing trivia. We're looking for the Fiat from the middle 1970s, wedge-shaped vehicle, four-cylinder, midship engine placement. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to the caller's just in a moment, because first I want to tell you about the Volkswagen Phaeton. Again, it was offered here in the U.S. for 3 or 4 years. V8 or W12 all-wheel drive. It was actually a beautiful car, a little understated. I've known a number of people who have taken the Volkswagen badges off them. Originally, they sold for up to $90,000. Today, you can get this vehicle. I've seen them on eBay Motors and other places for as little as $16,000. So if you see one, grab one. It is a great vehicle. It's the same architecture as a Bentley Continental GT, which nowadays is about $150,000 to $180,000. Let's go to Alan in Minnesota. Alan, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. I so appreciate you taking time on this day to be with us. Alan, how are you doing today? Oh, did we lose Alan? We may have lost Alan. All right. Well, let's go to Mike then. Looks like Mike might, or Alan, give us a call back. Mike will be up next here on Auto World. Looks like we're having a little trouble. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Would that be a Fiat X19?
It definitely would be a Fiat X19.
I had to dig deep for that one, but it seemed like the right number.
Definitely. And today, believe it or not, they're somewhat collectible. What's your favorite new car and your favorite classic car?
Oh, I don't. The new car I'd love to have is the Volkswagen 1 liter. But they won't even produce that in this country.
Yeah, there's a lot of products that we don't see, which is absolutely a shame. But how about...
Go ahead.
Your favorite classic?
My favorite classic is my 1990 Dodge Dakota convertible.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you so much. And hold on for Matt, and we'll get to all of the great winnings. Let's go to Alan in Minnesota. Joins us here on Auto World. Alan, sorry we lost you. It looks like that was my mistake. Whereabouts in Minnesota are you joining us, and where are you hearing us?
I'm from Caledonia, Minnesota, and I'm listening to you from KXCL in Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, wonderful. KXCL is one of our flagship stations. So let's see if we can answer the question here about the vehicle. The mid-engine Fiat from the middle 1970s, what was the Fiat that had the rather unusual name?
The X19.
Oh, that's right. We're going to give you a prize as well, because when you dropped, I went to another caller and he got it right. So we're going to give both of you guys the prize, and it's a multi-tiered prize. You're going to get something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage. You're also going to get some wash drop samples. We're also going to get you a very special prize to be announced in a few weeks. So we're going to need your vehicle make, year and model. And we're going to put you in the running for this book, 100 Years of Dodge, which is worth about $50 or so. What's your favorite new car, Alan, and your favorite classic car?
Favorite new car would probably be the Dodge Challenger. Favorite classic car, 55 Chevrolet Bel Air.
Dodge Challenger, you're a man after my own heart when it comes to new cars. This week, I'm actually going to Portland, Oregon. It's going to be a whirlwind one of these deals, but I'm not complaining. I'm not going to be on the ground that long, but I'm going to get a chance to drive the 2015, including the SRT and including the Hellcat with 707 horsepower. So I'm going to be talking about it next week. So don't miss that one, Alan. Thank you so much. Hang on for Matt. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. As long as we're doing trivia here, we'll continue on the Fiat realm. What was the name of the other Fiat that could be purchased here in North America during the 1970s? There was another Fiat, and this one was a convertible. What was the name of that convertible? The telephone number, toll-free, is 855-660-4261 or bob at BobLongRadio.com. Here's a cool story. I just told you about a car that didn't retain value, that being the Volkswagen Phaeton. The folks at Yahoo Autos came up with a story this week about 10 cars that retain their resale value really, really well. And this is a very important consideration when you're buying a new vehicle. So here's the scoop on this one. Number 10 on the list of vehicles that really hold on to their value, the new Dodge Challenger. After 5 years, it's still going to be worth 50.5% of its original purchase value. Number 9, the Chevrolet Silverado. Resale value retained after 5 years, 50.6%. Number 8, Honda CR-V. Retail value after 5 years, 50.5%. Number 7, Chevrolet's Camaro. And boy, down here in Florida, I just see a ton of Camaros. Camaros rule the road here in the muscle car roads. I would say the Challenger is second, and the Mustang is third. There's an awful lot of Camaros and an equally tremendous amount of challenges on the road down here in Florida. But the Camaro is seventh on the list here from Yahoo Autos. And why not? I mean, even in V6 form, it's got 323 horsepower. It retains 51.9% of its original value after 5 years. Number six on the list, the Toyota Tundra. 52.3% retention value after 5 years. Number five, oh, would I love to have one new one of these, the Chevrolet Corvette. And this is just not taking into consideration the all-new one for 2014, which I think is going to retain even more of its value. Number five on the list, after 5 years, is going to be worth at least 53.5% of what you paid for it. Number four, the Toyota 4Runner. Retail value after 5 years, retained resale value 56.2%. Number three, the Jeep Wrangler. The folks out there all around North America, everybody loves the Wrangler. And the four-door variant is the one that retains the most valuable and most amount of its original cost. 59.1% is the retail value retained after 5 years. Personally, I'm not a big fan of this vehicle, even though it has a much improved interior. It is a terrible car to drive on the highway. Number two, the Toyota Tacoma, 61.9%. And the vehicle with the highest resale value, they don't make it anymore, believe it or not. But if you can find one, it's going to hold its value. The recent Toyota FJ Cruiser. Straight ahead, Don Jones, and we're going to talk classic engines. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this
story?
Welcome
back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. We still have a trivia question focusing on the brand Fiat. For whatever reason, we've already answered the one about the mid-engine wedge-shaped vehicle known as the X19. I'm also curious if you guys can remember the other Fiat that was sold here in the U.S. during the 1970s, that was the last decade that it was sold here in the U.S. It was a convertible. What was the name of that other Fiat convertible? I remember in the 1970s, again, as a kid, that this vehicle had kind of like two engine bulges in its hood. I mean, it had a small vehicle, convertible, but it had kind of two neat little engine bulges. What was the name of that other Fiat sports car sold here in the U.S.? And we got that plethora of prizes awaiting you at 855-660-4261. And again, we are live all across North America and around the world, so don't be a stranger. Give us a call. Don Jones is the owner, president of theoldcarguys.com, the Old Car Guys Media. We had him on recently. He did a little bit of a research paper on the Slant 6 Mopar engine. We got a great response. People wanted more of these historical pieces on special engines, and Don has done his homework today, and he's going to treat us with some very interesting facts and sidebars on some power plants from Chevrolet. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. Glad to hear from you again. Glad to talk to you again. It's been a busy week running all over the two-state area looking for cars to put on our site, and we've found quite a few. Glad to hear from you again.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that your business is doing really well. Right now, on today's broadcast, we're focusing on Chevrolet, and in particular, V8s. The first V8, many people might think was the 265, but in fact, that was not the first Chevrolet V8. There was one long before that.
Right back in 1917 through 1919, Chevrolet came out with a little 288-cubic-inch V8, putting out 55 horsepower. It had about 4.75-to-1 compression, so it wasn't exactly a monster engine by any means. They call it the Series E. It did feature... well, exterior exposed push rods, nickel-plated valve covers were kind of cool-looking, and it had an aluminum cooling intake manifold that ran across the top of it. It was so successful that by about 1920, most of them were converted to boat anchors, and we didn't see another V8 until the 50s.
And that's an amazing story. And let's fast forward into the 50s. This was a really interesting time in American history coming out of World War II. Of course, Korea was ongoing as well, but the baby boomers started to get into cars, and some really cool cars started to emerge from that that time period. And the folks coming out of World War II, of course, wanted some cool rides. The Ford Thunderbird came into existence. Chevrolet countered with the Corvette, but they only had a 235 six-cylinder in the Corvette, and they needed to start thinking about a V8 engine.
They sure did. They came up with a design team headed by a fellow by the name of Ed Cole. In about 15 weeks, the team came up with the basic design for the first new V8. And so the birth of the legend started in 1954, and they started building the engine for the 1955 model. And they were looking for a replacement engine to put in their upper line Chevrolet vehicles and also in the Corvette. Up until 55, it had been running a little 235, 140 horsepower straight six engine. And with this 265, it gave them 165 horsepower, or about 25 more, and that was just on the two barrel. So it found a home right away. It was a small engine, compact engine, and it fit right in that the Corvette, as well as just about everything else that Chevrolet made.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit more about Chevrolet and V8 engines. I understand that Chevy was actually the last of the GM brands to make that big switch from flathead V8s and six-cylinders to the overhead V8 design.
Well, if you remember back in the day of the big three, each of the major manufacturers had a different line of cars. And usually they built those cars based on price tag. So, you know, Caddy and Oldsmobile were at the top of the pecking order, so to speak. They got their overhead valve V8s in 49, Buick in 53, and then Chevrolet and Pontiac both in 55. Both Chevrolet and Pontiac kept the same basic engines, Pontiac well into the 70s, and with that little small block well into the 90s for the Chevrolet. They began production in 54 for the 55 model. They stayed with a little 265 until 57. And then as the evolution of cars went back then, they increased the size of it, and it jumped up to 283 cubic inches. And with the the use of dual carburetors or dual quads or mechanical fuel injection, it was the first Chevrolet engine that could get a horsepower per cubic inch.
Which was big. I mean, it was huge back then, and even throughout the 60s and 70s, if you had a vehicle that was producing a single horsepower for every cubic inch, I mean, that was definitely, to say the least, something that that got everybody's attention. One other little factoid that I wasn't aware of until you brought it to my attention a little bit earlier today, just taking a step back to the 265, I understand the reason the size of the engine was chosen had to do with racing for boats, so it would qualify.
Right, yeah. I think the limit in that particular class was right around 266 cubic inches, and Mr. Cole, for some reason, knew this, or I don't know if he was into boat racing, but whatever, that's where they decided to put the engine. I read about that 40 years ago, and I think in a Motor Trend or a one of the car magazines at the time. And I guess you probably heard that little mad dog in the background, but anyway.
That's live radio.
Yeah. The 265 gained popularity so much around the stock car racers, it was known as the Mighty Mouse engine, based on the cartoon character of the time. And over time, it just got to be known as the Mouse engine. And you still hear some of the old-timers refer to the lower small blocks as the Mouse engines.
Oh, that's a great story. In 57, as you pointed out, Chevrolet offered a larger version of the engine with the 283 with the option of mechanical fuel injection. And back then, this was big news.
Yeah, it was. It really was. You don't see many of them. I don't know if I've seen more than one or two in the past 3 or 4 years at any of the car shows. I did see a factory dual quad car when I was in Florida last winter, which was appraised at $103,000, I believe.
Wow. Serious money. And serious facts about Chevrolet and V8 engines straight ahead with our good friend here, Don Jones. If you have a question about any of these engines or a comment, maybe you owned one, love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. We also got the trivia question out there. Don't go away.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is indeed Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com is with us. We're talking about Chevrolet engines, in particular some great engines that made their debuts in the 1950s. We've got a trivia question out there about Fiats. We're looking for the other Fiat convertible that was sold here in the 1970s. That was the last decade that you could get this Fiat. What was the name of the Fiat? And also inviting you to ask Don about any questions regarding Chevrolet V8 power plants. 855-660-4261. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next on Auto World. Thank you very much for calling in, Alex. We appreciate your time. How are you today?
Very good, Bob. Listening to your program, and you were asking for a car that had an engine in the back. Was it a two-seater with an engine in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be Isetta?
Isetta, well, that certainly is a very interesting choice for BMW. Very unusual vehicle, three-wheeled vehicle, was it not, Alex? It was very, very unusual for its day. And when you stop and think about where the BMW brand has gone from those days to what they're offering here to 2014, 2015, talk about a country mile.
No, okay. Just
but anyway, yeah, you're correct. I mean, that's definitely an engine in the back vehicle, so we're going to give you a prize. So hang on for our good friend, producer Matt, and we'll get all of your information. Also give him your vehicle make, model, and year. Thanks so much, Alex, for the call. Let's go back to Don as he continues to educate us. We're going to call him Professor Don here as he tells us all about some of these great engines. And we're focusing on the Chevrolet engines from the 1950s. And this is an interesting little factoid that you came up with. And that's it's often thought that the first U.S.-built production V8 to produce 1 horsepower per cubic inch was in fact that 283, but however, this achievement was actually preceded a little bit earlier by the folks at Chrysler.
Yeah, they did. In both their DeSoto models with their little 341 and 345 cubic inch Hemis,
and the Chrysler 300B with a 354 Hemi. And they all put out right at one horsepower per cubic inch. But then again, they were Hemis.
They were Hemis. And there's nothing like that magical name, Hemi. In 1958, the 265 was dropped from product, and the 283 became America's first choice in V8 Chevys. The 348 was available, but the 283 and 235 six-cylinder both outsold them, and they stayed in the lineup up until 1968. So that was a pretty good run there, Don.
Yeah, it did. It did have a good run. With all the Chevy small blocks, there was well over 100 million of them casted, and the 283 was out there, and you know they, as we said, they dropped to 265, 283 became the mainstay, and then the 62 was the year for the 327 to come on the scene, and then the 327 it stayed in the production, well, let me rephrase that. It stayed in automobiles up until 1969 and probably is still being produced in Mexico and other places in the world just because of the enthusiasm of the hot rod community. And the 327 with its 4-inch stroke, with its 4-inch bore and 3.25-inch stroke just was a powerhouse. And was put in just about everything. It could be configured from 210 horsepower all the way up to 375 horsepower. And if, you know, if you wanted to go purely for the strip, you could even get more than that out.
Wow, that's a really good point that you bring up there. Let's fast forward into the 1960s. By 1962, Chevy decided to replace the 348 with the 327, and this, of course, is a legendary power plant.
Mm-hmm. The 348 and 409, for a lot of folks, are considered truck engines. They were pretty much in the cars from about 58, I think 1960 with the 348, and 66 with the 409. The 396 in the big blocks basically ran them off the scene. But this the 327 and 283s were just out there, and they were just carrying the load for Chevrolet V8 for all those years. And the really neat thing about this entire family is that the parts from the 1990s will fit on the 1955s. So it's one of the few engines that any manufacturer made that it's able to do that.
That's a really good point, Don. Again, our telephone number, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions about any of these historical facts that Don is treating us with, we would absolutely love to hear from you. So don't be a stranger. Give us a call. What was the last Chevy model to use the 327? Was it the 68?
Yeah, I think for the 68 model, the Mod, something like that.
Yeah, I know it was 1968, and I think it was my record show here, Monaro, although that name is somewhat unfamiliar to me, but that is.
I believe, an Australian car, and I'm not really familiar with it, but I think Chevy Australia used it. But the other thing, too, is that in 66, Avante was using it, and they were putting them in checker cabs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. And certainly the checker cabs ruled the taxi fleets for so many years. And the Avante is one of those vehicles, the Avante and the Avante 2. It's one of those vehicles that just seems to never go away, kind of a classic design, and certainly choosing that power plant made a whole lot of sense from both reliability as well as parts availability. That definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Let's talk about, if you added up all the small blocks built since 1955 up until, let's say, late 2011, how many of these small blocks did they actually produce?
Well over 100 million.
100 million, wow.
Right, I don't think you're ever going to have to worry, well, I hate to use the word ever, but I don't think in our lifetime we'll have to worry about finding parts for our small blocks, for our mighty mouses.
Absolutely, yeah. The small blocks.
All the information on the casting of the blocks, casting of the heads, and other parts can be found on the Internet. I recommend to our listeners, if you're thinking about putting something together and you want to stay in your era, that's the place to find the casting numbers. Also, for the cooler race parts, what we used to call the 461, 462, 375 horsepower heads can be found out there. And you can buy a set as cheap as $150 ready to bolt on nowadays.
That's cool. That's a really good observation. Folks should also know that the small block family from Chevrolet was honored as one of the 10 best engines of the 20th century by the automotive magazine called Ward's Auto World. So quite an achievement there. Let's talk about the 350. I've owned a couple of 350s and Corvettes. My first Corvette, 93 Corvette LT1, and my present 98 Corvette, LS6 is the designation of the 350, but this certainly is an engine with a lot of Corvette history and a lot of high performance history as well.
Yeah, true. It's basically the go-to engine for everything. It started to replace the 327 and 283 in 1967. And, of course, by 1969, it was the V8. It could be basically putting in anything. So it's a great engine. There's tons of them out there. And as we said, every part is interchangeable.
Absolutely. Everybody visit Don Seitz, theoldcarguys.com, and check out what he's got up for sale. Don, thank you, my friend. We'll get you back with us next week.
Okay, buddy, talk to you then.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.